For his part, the Prime Minister has turned his focus this morning to national security. Tony Abbott has announced he wants to speed up the timeline for getting laws through Parliament to get telecommunications companies to keep metadata for longer. The bill is before Parliament's Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security. The PM has written to the opposition leader Bill Shorten, urging him to agree to passing the laws by the middle of March. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley joins me now. And Louise, what has Tony Abbott said this morning?
Mr. Abbott has appeared alongside the Federal Police Commissioner to make his case for these controversial laws. He's written to Mr. Shorten, as we've mentioned, arguing that metadata and related information that communications companies get was useful in responding both to the Lindt Cafe siege in Sydney and also to the terrorist attacks in France. And he says he's been advised by both the police and ASIO that it's vital to have this information and have it stored for longer so that they can investigate extremists. So making a very strong case and then putting pressure on the federal opposition by using this case made by both himself and saying that he has the backing of the security agencies. He says that the security agencies are in effect going blind because the companies aren't keeping as much data and they're not storing it for as long as authorities want. So he's sent Mr. Shorten the timetable, saying he wants it debated in early March, passed by both houses in the week starting on the 16th of March. That's no response yet from Mr. Shorten. His office hasn't yet had a chance to see that letter. But it will be controversial because this is such controversial legislation, and many will say that it shouldn't be rushed and that there needs to be more time to digest the report that the committee will produce at the end of February.
So the Prime Minister is clearly trying to shift the debate to national security, but clearly the leadership is still an issue. Where are we with that today?
That's right. Well, the significant development is, as we've just heard, the comments from Arthur Sinodinos. Because he's a respected figure, because he played such a key role in John Howard's office, that while we've seen comments so far from people who are outside of the MPs who would vote on leadership, such as from Jeff Kennett, and we've also seen some from people who are on the edge, if you like, of the debate on this. So Dennis Jensen, not a figure central to the key leadership team. Of course, Mr. Abbott's cabinet and his leadership are fully behind him. They have no choice. And we've heard lots from them in recent days. But Senator Sinodinos's comments really do give an extra bit of momentum to what's been playing out over recent days.
And of course, Parliament's back next week. That's usually the hothouse where these things tend to develop a momentum of their own. What can we expect to see?
Well, we will see a very interesting meeting. What we're not sure yet is whether there will be a spill. Of course, we should say there's no challenger. There's no one who's said they're going to call yet for a spill motion. So nothing yet, but we are all expecting that there'll have to be something.
Louise Yaxley, thanks very much.